I'm on the phone with State Representative Paul Marquardt. Paul, let's begin with you giving our listeners a general idea of where your district is, how big of an area we're talking about.
You bet. I serve District 4B. This is my 15th year in the legislature, and it represents Clay County outside of Moorhead, and then all of Norman County, and then parts of Becker County around Detroit Lakes. So it's one of those rural counties, districts up in west central Minnesota.
We're going to be focusing on rural broadband during our conversation, and the focus of the first day of Farm Fest is broadband in the state. Talk about some of the issues that you're aware of in your district and in other parts of rural Minnesota, problems getting broadband to homes and businesses, and some of the work that the state is doing.
First of all, I think it's great that the first day of Farm Fest is kind of the first rural broadband day, because I think it really puts a focus on an issue, broadband, that is the number one economic development issue in rural Minnesota for our farmers and for our Main Street businesses. And having said that, though, we have some huge disparities, some huge gaps between rural Minnesota and the metro area. For example, 94% of the residents in the metro area have access to at least the minimum speeds as required by state law for broadband, versus just 61% in rural Minnesota that have access to the lowest minimal speed that the state has set as a standard. And when you look at the disparity in the Twin Cities, Hennepin County, in Ramsey County, 99% of the folks there have that access to high-speed broadband, where 27 counties, all in rural Minnesota, less than 50% of those residents have that access. So that is the real difference. It's much more difficult out in rural Minnesota because it's a lot spendier. It's more difficult to get broadband out to more sparsely populated areas of rural Minnesota. And that's why the legislature, Governor Dayton, needs to really step forward. And they have started to do that in the last few years to get the great equalizer, so to speak, and make sure we have broadband throughout rural Minnesota at the same rate as they do in the metro area.
Certainly, Minnesota is not the only state that's dealing with some rural broadband issues, but there must be some unique issues within the state because of the topography, so many trees, so many bodies of water, and that could create some issues in getting broadband to certain parts of the state too, I would assume.
Well, it certainly does. You know, when you can provide broadband to a highly populated central city, you know, you have just the economy of scale to make it a lot cheaper to do that. And as you said, when you're going across terrain, you know, streams and forests and so forth, it just makes it much more difficult. But, you know, this divide and disparity is real. I mean, I talked to a person who's got a business in central Minnesota, and he cannot really go online for his business when the school in town is in session because they're using up so much of the width of the broadband. So, I mean, here, that's a real, real issue. And you have in schools where you're going to more and more of students on iPads, if you're going to try to create the world's best workforce in rural Minnesota, it's difficult when you're at a big disadvantage. And for farmers out here in rural Minnesota, you know, with more precision agriculture and technology, the need for increased efficiency, the ability to be able to reach worldwide on a market and a global economy, that's crucial for farmers. And in a time when property taxes are going up for farmers and commodity prices are going down, the more efficient, the greater use of technology that farmers can use, the more they'll be able to benefit and have a successful business.
Clearly, you're not pleased with the disparity that lies between urban and rural Minnesota as far as broadband is concerned, but have you been encouraged at all by some recent improvement where you've seen some broadband access to places where before they didn't have any?
Yes, back in 2014, after the governor's broadband task force came out, Governor Dayton and the legislature did approve $20 million for grants. And that did go out this last spring to rural areas around the state. And, you know, the need is very, very high. The broadband task force that the governor's put together says there's at least a state investment of about $200 million that is needed. And so one big disappointment this year, quite frankly, was that when we had a $2 billion surplus, the legislature was only able to put in about $10.6 million into these broadband grants. And that just isn't going to do it. That is going to be too slow. It's going to keep rural Minnesota behind the metro area in terms of economic development, in terms of education. I mean, in this day and age of a global economy, trying to compete economically or educationally without high-speed internet is like having one arm tied behind your back. I mean, it just puts you at such a great disadvantage. And so I'm hoping we do much better. I was, you know, I'm in the House of Representatives, and I was disappointed with the House majority's approach this year, where initially they had nothing in for broadband, and then they went to about 8 million, and then it wound up only at about 10. But that simply is not enough if we're going to put rural Minnesota on an equal level playing field with the metro area.
Covering agriculture for the last 10 or so years, from the federal level, I hear a lot of farm state lawmakers talk about agriculture losing its voice in Washington, D.C. And with what you just described going on in the legislature recently in Minnesota, it almost sounds like rural Minnesotans are losing their voice at the State House, too. Would that be a fair assessment?
Well, in this last year in the House, I was disappointed with the emphasis that was put on rural Minnesota issues. I mean, it looked like when the session started, there was going to be great emphasis. But in fact, when you look at everything, including broadband, the investment and the results just were not there if we're going to level the playing field for rural Minnesota. And I mean, when you think about this, that, you know, 39% of our rural Minnesota households, you know, almost 40% lack just getting to the minimum speed on internet. There's only 6% that lack that in the metro area. I mean, what a great, I guess, detriment and obstacle that places on rural Minnesota homes and their students and farmers and businesses. And, I mean, this is a huge, huge issue, and that's why it's so great to see FarmFest really emphasizing this and making the first rural broadband day. And I'm hoping that that day at FarmFest tomorrow will be a real call for action to step up the investment of high-speed internet in rural Minnesota.
Can you be any more specific on that as far as what you tangibly hope happens here moving forward?
Well, I think, you know, when you have a $2 billion surplus, I really think a minimum in the next 3 to 4 years should be an investment of about $50 million a year into grants that can get out to areas to help providers kind of offset this increased cost that it is when you go across sparsely populated areas, to be able to provide those dollars so that that these businesses can provide internet service out in rural Minnesota. So I think, you know, it was a good start in 2014 with $20 million, but we move backwards this year with a $10 million investment. It should be at least $50 million. I just think it's that big of an issue for rural Minnesota economically. And, you know, in the Twin Cities right now, the economy is going very, very well. As a state overall, we're doing very, very well. But there are many pockets in rural Minnesota that the economy is still stagnant. They haven't recovered from the Great Recession. And I really think the lack of good broadband accessibility and quality is one of the reasons why parts of rural Minnesota has not enjoyed the economic development that the state has seen overall.
So beyond citizens supporting lawmakers that support rural broadband, are there other things Minnesotans can do, Representative, to show their support, to be proactive, to try to bring broadband access to areas in the state where it's currently lacking?
I think areas, communities, residents that do not have the accessibility to broadband should be very vocal. And I think it should start at the state level. And, you know, there's a lot of friendly ears in the state legislature. You know, Governor Dayton, he understands this. He's been a big proponent of pushing broadband to all areas of the state. But I think it's getting out locally, being very vocal by residents saying, hey, this simply isn't fair. You know, that's why I think there should be a call for action that, you know, this is just a disparity that really should not be happening at all. It's unfair. And why are we dividing the state between those who can have accessibility, which puts that area of the metro at a great advantage versus the rural areas where, 40% without just the minimum speed, that simply is not acceptable in this day and age.
Anything else today?
I just think the focus on rural broadband is well versed at this point, and I just think I'm hoping tomorrow, and there's a lot of discussion, the Rural Broadband Task Force is going to meet. There's a panel where they talk about how you can use broadband in agriculture. But I also hope that what's brought up is this huge gap between the metro and the rural areas. And I think this will be brought up. And I hope that there are some more progressive, more aggressive goals set that will really provide significant investments into rural broadband to help equalize the playing field for rural Minnesota. I'm hoping that's what comes out of tomorrow as we, all the rural people, meet.
State Representative Paul Marquardt, our guest. Representative Marquardt, thanks for the time.
Oh, thanks for having me on. Appreciate that very much.